name. If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 1. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. Praise God. And he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did in Shihon and in Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. But now I want you to notice verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is it that goeth, that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them. And thou shalt cause them to inherit it, and the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I want to preach just a little while this evening. It's got to be my help on this thought. It's better over yonder. Amen. It's better over yonder. As we look at this, and Moses is gathering up the children of Israel for one last counseling from the Lord. He's getting them ready to cross over old Jordan. And now we see this, and Moses said, he said, hey, listen, youngins. He said, I'm 120 today. He said, I'm not allowed to go over Jordan. Amen. Now, Jordan, is that what we think in our minds of that's at the end of the way? Jordan is that we worry about so much that we got to cross over to get to the other side. But I want to say on the authority of God tonight that we have somebody with us that said he'd help us even when we make the crossing. Amen. Glory be to God. As we think on the head and we look at the head and we look to the Lord, we know that we've got someone on our side. We've got someone that's promised that he would stay with us all the way. I'm glad I got a God that don't, when the going gets tough, Brother Andrew, he don't bail on me. I'm glad I got a God tonight, amen, that'll go with me all the way. And when the times get tough, praise God, he'll stay right there. I'm glad tonight I've got a God, and when I call on him in the middle of the night and I need a special touch, praise God, that he's always right there. Amen. I'm glad I got a God that's never too busy to hear my prayer. Amen. No matter how dark the night, praise God, he inclines his ear because he wants to hear from me. What about a God that loved me that much? I can't get over that. That's what's wrong with me. Whenever the folks down the road ask you, what's wrong with that little old preacher up there at Stony Fork? You just tell them, say, well, he got something that he ain't ever got over. Amen. 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 Said he got a hold of something that got a hold of him, and he ain't ever got over it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he's right there with me, praise the Lord. I don't understand. I'm not deserving of that. Amen. Bible says Moses messed up. God told him to smite the rock, he did. Then he went to, when it come time again, they got thirsty and began to murmur and complain. And Moses, he told Moses, he said, Moses, he said, go over there. He said, you speak to the rock. Amen. 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 He said, you just speak to the rock. And he said, it'll bring forth. But Moses got in the flesh and he was frustrated with the people. And the Bible says he took that rod that the Lord had given and he smote that rock. And forthwith came water. God gave him what he needed. But he told Moses, he said, you'll not go over into the promised land. So God begins to gather them up here. And he began, for one last time, one last counseling service. Amen. I want to say one time, sometime another, God's going to gather us up here, amen, Brother Mike, for one last counseling service. There's going to be a coming a day that God's going to gather for one last counseling service. One last time when you open that blessed old book and He'll give you the Word of God that says, thus says the Word of God. There's coming a day in the near future, I'm telling you, when we'll gather together for the last time. Amen. And we'll cross over out of here, praise God. We'll leave out. We'll lose gravitation. And we'll go out of here. Amen. I like the thought of that. I don't know about you. I like the thought about it because, praise God, when I lose gravitation, I get to leave behind all that holds me down. Amen. Boy, I tell you, if there's nothing else excites you about Jesus, praise God, it ought to be the thought that one day in a little while, you're going to lose gravitation and get rid of all that, Brother David, that holds you down. Amen. Because anything that holds you down can hold you back. Amen? So the Bible says that Moses called the people together, and he says, verse 3, he said, the Lord thy God, He will go over before thee. Amen? Ain't you glad you got a God today? Hey, praise God, He goes ahead of us. Amen. He scouts around. Hey, we may run up against different obstacles in our life, but the Bible said that God's already went ahead of us. He's already scouted out. What does that mean? It ain't going to take Him by surprise. Amen. When we get, praise God, to a place in our life and it seems kind of difficult, I want you to know tonight, Brother Ray, God's already scouted her out. Amen. He already knows what you're up against before you ever get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about a God that loves us not to go ahead of us. Man, check it out. I'll try to hurry. I know you just want to eat tonight. He said He will destroy. He will say He will go over before that. He will destroy these nations from before thee. That means He takes out the opposition. Amen. Praise God. If God's going to go before you, He's going to make a way. Amen. We just have to trust that He will. Praise the Lord. And thou shalt possess them. And now listen to this. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, saying, as the Lord hath said. Amen. That he said Joshua was going to go over first. Now I want to say in the Hebrew Joshua, in Jesus is the same name. Amen. He said Joshua was going to go over first. I want to say, praise God, my Joshua was already crossed over till he Jordan. I want to say, my Joshua, praise God, he's already made that trip. Hey, praise God, I want to say, my Joshua, praise God, he done walked across that thing. Glory be to God. Hey, glory. And there wasn't nothing hidden, nothing body. Praise God, when he got over outside, he was shouting a victory. Amen. Hey, you know, because the Bible said when he got there, he received his glory. Amen. Glory to God tonight. Thank God for my Joshua. So what do we got to worry about tonight? Amen. Hey, old Chili Jordan, you said, preacher, we're going to die. So what? Amen. Graduation day, praise God. Amen. You know, do you remember when you was in high school? You'd went through 12 years of anguish trying to get there. Amen. You remember, don't you, Chris? Yeah. Amen. All them times you got to worry about getting caught laying out. Did I say that? You know, I know you never done that. Your daddy never done that, Blake. Don't you get caught doing that. Amen. But you went through all this anguish to get there to that point, and it come graduation day. Amen. Amen. Did that worry you? Did graduation day worry you? Not one whit. Amen. Because you realize you'd done been there. You'd done stayed the course. You'd done finished your course. You'd done finished, praise God. Amen. You was looking at that finish line, praise God, so you could go on from there. So you could receive that prize, that diploma, praise God, and go on with your life. Amen. I won't say, praise God, living out of this world, praise God, through death ain't a bit of difference. Amen. Hey, that you say, well, preacher, you could say that okay because you're still a young man. You're just going on 51. Said, you're not that old. Said, I'm 70 now. I'm 70, 72 like old Brother Bill. Hey, man, I'm a lot closer than you are. Praise God, that's just graduation day. Amen. Glory be to God. But I want to tell you, praise God, we may all cross old Chili Jordan here in just a little while, glory to God. Amen. In the rapture, God's going to take us out of here and take us on home. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the undertaker. Looking for the upward taker. Come get me and take me on home. And praise God, God said, I'll go before you. He said, Joshua will go for you. Jesus will go. He's done gone before us. Paving the way, glory to God. Amen. You say, what are you going to do, preacher? I'm just going to keep following Jesus. Amen. How do you know? Why, preacher? Because I figured, praise God, Brother Andrew, he knew just exactly where I needed to be. He knew exactly how I needed to get across, and he's already went and showed me the way. Amen. If I stay with him, praise God, he's going to take me the same way he went. Amen. Go over in glory, praise God. Amen. I'm glad tonight we've got a Joshua. Praise God, went ahead of us to make the way. Glory to God. Can you see the Lord laying this out? I know when Moses began to tell them this, I know he kind of was kind of torn. Amen. Because he knew what was going to take place. God was just loading his wagon. But in retrospect, he wasn't going to get to go. But it didn't dissuade him. He said, hey, listen, I can just see him. He said, you know what? He said, I'm not going to get to go. But, he said, let me tell you how it's going to play out. And God's going to take care of me over here. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, he's going to go ahead and take it. The Bible said that Moses died and God buried him. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. The guy that would be dying, buried, and that's, God takes over from her. The body goes back to dust which come and the spirit goes back to God to be with him. That gave it. Amen. And Moses said, hey, don't you worry about me. Praise God. He said, you just get ready to follow Joshua. Amen. And he goes on. He said, hey, listen. He said, God's going to go before you. Joshua's going to make the way. He's going to show you how to get across Jordan, praise God, where you won't even get your feet wet. Amen. I've always had an apprehension of drowning. I can't swim a lick. Well, I can swim a lick, but if I ever stop swimming, I sink like a rock. I'm like a barber. Amen. My legs are so skinny and bony, they don't float. I know you don't have no problem with that, brother. But my legs don't float. When I quit giving it this and quit kicking, I just pop up like that and down I go. Amen. I've always had a fear of drowning. But praise God, I ain't gonna worry about drowning in that old Jordan, praise God. Because when I go, I'm gonna go the way that my Savior went, the way that my Joshua went, and I'm gonna cross over, praise God, in his footsteps. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, how you gonna do that? By just following Jesus. See how important it is to stay with him? Amen. Hey, if you don't follow Jesus, praise God, all the way to the end of the way, you might get caught up on Jordan somewhere where you can't cross. Amen. You may have a difficult time in your crossing if you don't stay with Jesus. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you might get a time when you, praise God, if you get turned away, you get away from God. And it can happen. Amen. Amen. A deceiver comes along and he drives you off, drags you off in the wrong direction. If we don't stay with the Lord, if we don't keep our focus on him, we don't stay in the house of God, we don't keep praying, the old devil will deceive us. He'll tire us up, Brother Rex, and he'll lead us in the wrong direction. And it comes time we laying on our deathbed somewhere and we've been born again, we know we're saved, but we got a whole lot of junk between us and God. Amen. God help us not have to fix that up on our deathbed. Amen. Get pray God, keep our lives pure and clean. You young people, listen to them. You keep your life pure and clean. Amen. That way, praise God, you know when you get to that cross, and you can just walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm to hurry, I'll not get done tonight. Amen. He said he shall go before you. As the Lord, I like you, as the Lord hath said. How do you know, preacher, if that's the way we'll go? Because God said so. Amen. Because the Lord has said it, praise God. And He said it, and I believe it. And whether I believe it or not, praise God, it's right.
Amen.
Amen. It don't matter if we believe God or not. It's still the truth.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what He says, and the Lord shall go do unto them as He did to Shihon and Og, kings of Amorite, unto the land of them whom he destroyed. He said, the Lord's going to do to them. He's going to get the opposition out of the way. Amen. When we walk on that narrow path, praise God, there'll be opposition. But the Bible tells us here in Deuteronomy, I mean, that's when Israel was getting started. Just like me and you today, praise God. We're just getting started on a journey.
Amen.
It ain't going to finish up till we get to glory. But as we begin to get started on this journey, praise God, God's going to go before us and He's going to take out the opposition. But how do you know, preacher? Because He already knows they're there. Remember, it ain't taking Him by surprise. Amen. Now listen to what He said. He said, the land of them whom He destroyed, and the Lord shall give them up before your face. Now what does that mean? The Lord shall give them up. Amen. He's going to say, hey, look, here they are. They surrender. Amen. They're going to throw down their weapons. They're going to flee for their lives. Amen. Say, how can they do that? Because God's fighting the battle. Amen. Remember when Moses took the children of Israel, brought them up out of Egypt, that type of world and sin, praise God, brought them to the Red Sea, praise God, and Pharaoh's army was barreling down on them, and praise God, they said, oh goodness, is they not graves in Egypt that you brought us out here by the sea to die? And Moses just scratched his head, and there's a cloud and fire. And the Bible said it removed herself. Now they had been a follower in that. Amen. A type of the presence of God. The presence of God. A cloud and fire. A cloud by day and a fire by night. And the Bible said that the cloud and the fire removed themselves and got but... Lord of God, are you getting this?
Yeah.
That got between the children of Israel and Pharaoh and they couldn't get to them.
Amen.
Amen. And God said, hey, Moses, I want you to think about this just a little bit in the predicament you're in. And I just want to give you a little time to think about it. You take all the time you need. And Moses, you know what he said? He stood up on a rock there, praise God, sit there by the Red Sea. And he said, children of Israel, listen to me. And there was a complete hush come over that place. He said, stand still and see the salvation of God. Amen. You think I brought you out? I ain't done nothing.
Amen.
It's God Almighty who's delivered you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, something took place on the shores that day. Glory be to God. It was something started that they ain't got over yet.
Amen.
I just hear the story about it. It makes me excited. The Bible said, as they stood there, he said, right, Moses held up that rod. God had given him in the desert to fight all scorpions and snakes. And he said he held it up there to God. And he said, all night long, he said, there was a strong east wind. Amen. What did I tell you about the east? Amen. All good things come from the east. Amen. He said, all night long there was a strong east wind and it began to glow. Can you imagine? As them children stood there watching, all of a sudden it began to blow right there on the shores of the Red Sea. You can just see as it makes a little ripple there and all of a sudden it just starts splitting. Amen. And the Bible said the sea was divided. It stood up in a heap. Amen. Why? Because God sent a strong east wind. He told the Holy Ghost of God, he said, go down there and give him just a little bit of encouragement. Amen. That breeze, I like it when that breeze blows across. Amen. I like it when that breeze blows through here. Praise God and encourage our heart. Amen. Those waters divided, stood up in a heap. And the Bible said they went across dry shod. Amen. You know what that means? They didn't even have to wade no mud puddles to get their sandals wet. Hey, you know why? Because God was he was looking down the road. He was making preparations. He knew those sandals wouldn't last them for over 40 years. So he was taking care of them, taking their care. Even then, he was taking care of their sandals to get them through for the next 40, 50 years. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's God. That's what he does. Bless his holy name. I ain't even got to the message yet. Amen. Hey, but you're in a hurry. I'm having me a time. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he said, he goes on verse 6. Let me go ahead and get in verse 6. He said, be strong. See, that's what God's saying to us today, youngins. He said, just be strong. Amen. What does that mean? That means just be strong. Hey, don't give up. Praise God. Stand up. Keep our head up. You know when you're the strongest? It's when you got your head up and you're looking straight forward. See, we get to looking back and we get sidetracked. We get weak. Amen. You can't, hey, have you ever plowed an old mule or an old horse? Amen. Most of you probably never have. But I remember plowing an old horse. My granddad used to have an old horse called Dolly. And buddy, old Dolly, she'd put them shoulders into that harness, boy, and she'd pull. And she'd plow it, buddy. She'd just as fast as you could walk behind her. Sometimes faster than little old legs could carry you. Amen. And I remember, hey, I was a little bitty fella. I remember my granddaddy followed old Dolly, praise God, and plowing out the corn. And she'd go faster. She'd go through there just to get the granddad behind her, and he'd hold that plow just right. And so he could plow that corn. You didn't even have to worry about hoeing it. I mean, you'd walk behind him, jerk a little here and there. But old Dolly, she'd keep that. But every now and then, old Dolly, she'd want to look to the left or look right or bite her top out of that corn. Huh? And when she did, she'd slow down and she'd vary just a little. Amen? She'd go a little bit to the right. And granddad'd say, gee, ha! But you know what, dude? Sometimes he used to have an old mule and he'd put blinders on it. Amen? Make them look straight ahead so that they couldn't look. Amen? That's what we need on some good Baptist folks. Some of us Baptist folks, we need some blinders on us to keep us looking straight. I went down there to the beach. I needed me a set. Amen? I'd have had some. I'd have wore them. I may have looked like a fool, but praise God, I would have just seen what was in front of me. Amen. You look to the right, you look to the left. Sometimes you see things you don't need to see. Amen. And if we ain't careful, old devil make us take a second look. You said, preacher, I wouldn't do that. I've got too much God. You're a liar. Amen. You're flesh and blood just like the rest of us. Amen. But God puts it on there. He said, be strong, praise God. He said, of good courage. He said, where do you get your courage from? He said, I get my courage from the Lord. The Bible said, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. He's telling the children, he said, hey, look, he said, be strong and of good courage. He said, stay straight, praise God. Keep your focus, amen, and don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, fear not. Amen. You know what fear is? Fear is something that comes on you. A fear is just about something that can disable you. Amen. Fear is something that'll disable you. I mean, it'll make you where you can't. I've seen people get real, real afraid and just standing. We used to have an old goat and I think Brother Kevin's got some. If they get scared, they call them fainting goats. They get real frightened and they'll just go fall over. Amen. That's the way a lot of us do. We get scared because of things that we don't understand. But I want to say, praise God, it don't matter if we understand or not. God's still on our side. He's still going before. He's still making a way. He still knows what we're up against. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, be strong of good courage and fear not, nor be afraid of them. Who's them? It's the opposition. I told the fellas in the prayer room, I don't know if you heard it or not, they was talking about it on the news this evening. I said that these people in New York that's on their cars is flying flags that says ISIS on it. In New York City, in the United States of America, they're flying ISIS flags. In other words, they say, we side with the terrorists. You say, well, preacher, that scares me. Don't scare me. It's a sign of times. This thing's almost over. Praise the Lord. But I ain't afraid of them. Amen? Amen? Why? Because God said He would take care of me. And He'd take care of you. He'd give us that we need, praise God, to overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, for the Lord thy God. You say, well, preacher, how do we have enough confidence to believe all this? I mean, I know I'm saved. I know I love the Lord. But boy, I still get frightened sometimes. Well, we all do. I mean, I'm just being honest. We all get certain things that bother us. Amen. You may be afraid of the dark, afraid the booger man will get you. Amen. But I won't say, praise God, that we don't have to be if we got Jesus. Because He's the God of light. Amen. He illuminate the place for us. So He it is that doth go with thee. He said, the Lord thy God, He's the one that's going with you. Amen. If you're walking through New York City and all of ISIS is all around us, amen, praise God. And all we got to remember, praise God, is that Jesus is with us. Amen. When I went to Israel a few years ago, and Teresa was there, one night I called home, and you could hear mortar rounds going off in the distance. I mean, you could literally hear them, but the explosions. And she got tore up over it. I said, honey, I'm right in the center of God's will. I'm right where God wants me to be. I'm seeing things I'll probably never get to see again. Amen. I said, my Bible is alive. Amen. I see where Jesus walked so I can follow Him. Amen. But she got excited. She got kind of upset. The old fellow that used to come sell to me, oh my... Mike Williams, he was a salesman from CD. He come down there and all the time. Well, she went through to something other, somehow got his number. She called and said, Mike, Brother Mike, help me pray for Jeff. He's over there. Bombs is going off. Amen. She was afraid for me. But I told her, I said, I'm right where God wants me to be. She said, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying as long as we stay where God would have us to be, we'll be all right.
Amen.
It don't matter the turmoil around the world. It don't matter what amen. We're safe in the arms of God. Amen. He's going to take us over to the other side. You're better on the other side. Amen. I ain't got there yet. He said, He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage. Now, can you see this? I wonder if God the Father said this to God the Son before He sent Him to be born in a manger in Bethlehem. Could you imagine? He said, Son, be strong and of good courage. Fear not. Amen. And He goes on in verse 7, says, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee, He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, fear not, neither be dismayed. Amen. He said, Joshua, it's time to go. It's time to step out. This is what we've been looking for. This is what we've been expecting. God said, that's hope. Amen. He said, this is our hope. He tells Joshua, He said, hey, this is what we've been looking for. He said, it's time for you to step out and lead them across. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, all right, I'll go. Amen. Can you just see it? Oh, Joshua steps out. Praise God. If you go on into the story, you see him, he gathers them up. And he said, you need to sanctify yourself. You need to get ready today. He said, because tomorrow we're going in. Amen. Hey, I want to say Jesus tell you today, He had said, just sanctify yourself here. Get yourself ready because tomorrow we're going in. Amen. Joshua crossed over on that other side. Praise God. And they said, you know what? They told him, said, Joshua, I don't know about this. I said, Joshua, there. He said, hey, look, said, you know, there's some giants in the land. Well, Joshua and Caleb, they said, I said, yeah, my goodness, look at these melons we got. Praise God. God's going before us. They said, yeah, but there's giants in the land. He said, look at these grapes we got.
Yeah.
Amen. But they said that there's giants in the land. Oh, Joshua stepped out, oh, praise God, and he went across. He said, just sanctify yourself and get ready. He says, because we're going to cross old Jordan, praise God. We're going to go over on the other side. He said, youngins, hey, listen, get ready today, because tomorrow we're going to make the cross. He said, it's far better on the other side. Amen. Jesus is speaking to us too. He said, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, because it's better on the other side. He says, right over yonder is Jordan. He said, Jesus has done made the crossing. He said, if you'll just follow Him, praise God, all the way to the end of the way. He said, you'll make that crossing too in just a little while. He said, preacher, ain't you afraid of dying? After dying don't bother me a bit. My biggest fear, I told you, my biggest fear is living. I want to live for my Jesus. I want to not let Him. I know I let you down all the time. I'm the biggest failure there ever was. But I don't want to let my Lord down. Amen. Amen. I want the Lord to help me and take me and use me all the way till I get home. Amen. Whenever He decides that, I've got an appointment. You know that? I've got an appointment. I'm going out of here. I've got an appointment. I don't know when it is, but I've got an appointment. And I'm going to cross that river. But you say, preacher, you ain't sad about that? No. Because it's better on the other side.
Amen.
Amen. It's better on the other side. God's already made it. He already knows what's there. He's already paved the way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So all we got to do is follow Jesus. Stay in His footsteps, because it's better on the other side. Amen. Amen. Bless His holy name. I don't know what else to tell you, but that it's better on the other side. Amen. Moses told him, hey, youngs, don't worry about me. You just go ahead and go. You get yourself over on the other side. Joshua told the children of Israel, he said, sanctify yourself. Huh? He didn't say you sanctify her and him sanctify them. No. He said, sanctify yourself and get ready to make a crossing. Each one of us have a responsibility to get ready to cross the Jordan. And we need to be excited because it's better over there. It's better over there. Amen?